We go right to the Rubber Revolution hotline as we watch Keith Jackson run back over here. Steve Gorman joining us now in the zone again. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
So here's what we were trying to figure out. What does a man who is beholden to no one, a drummer in a rock band, have to step away for? You have no nothing pulls on you, does it, when you guys are on a break?
What are you kidding? I'm running errands in between World Cup matches. This is my life for the next month. I watch a game, and then I get things done. Then I get back for the next game.
We also have with us today, Steve, a special guest, Keith Jackson, the legendary tight end from the University of Oklahoma, now the color analyst for the University of Arkansas Razorback football team. Steve Gorman, the drummer for the Black Crows, and an avowed sports genius.
Oh, good.
You got any Keith Jackson trivia for us? I know you're well-versed on just about everything.
I hate to be like the 1 millionth guy to say it, but you know, when I think Keith Jackson, I go right to, oh my, oh golly. But
that's the wrong Keith Jackson. We got the good one.
That's the wrong Keith Jackson. Yeah. All I can say is I learned a long time ago, just be respectful to men of Keith's stature. So it is a pleasure to be on the air with you, sir. And if I say anything you find offensive, I apologize in advance.
So, Steve, we got one in the books, kind of. I mean, to start out with a draw is not exactly sexy, but I guess for South Africa, at least, it's worse. It's better than a
huge
a
win.
Loss.
For the host nation, it's very important that the host nation never lose the opening game of the cup, first of all. And South Africa is a team that, were they not the host, they wouldn't have even made it in. So that's a big result for them.
Okay.
And this is the round robin stage. This is not knockout football yet, so it's a fine start for two teams that I don't think either one of those teams will be advancing anyway. So, you know, really, it doesn't matter.
So this is not an Invictus
situation?
Thanks for
opening up the tournament. Thanks for looking good. Play two more games and go home, please. Thank you.
As if a tie wasn't irrelevant enough, he says this game's extremely irrelevant. So what about our second game today?
This should be a much better game. France-Uruguay, I think both those teams will advance. Everybody's down on the French, you know. They're old and they're not. Their coach doesn't seem to make the most of what he's got. But I say you don't underestimate a former champion. I think they're going to come out strong today. They'll fade. They won't get through to the second round of the knockout round, but they'll win their group, and I think they'll win today over Uruguay.
Okay. Now the big one that everybody's focused on here, of course, the United States kicks off. I guess would be a fair way to say their World Cup performances. With a battle against the English, so what are we looking at there? How do you handicap that one?
I say that's interesting you say that, because my philosophy is the American success is contingent upon breaking Wayne Rooney's leg early in the game. So I would in fact handicap the English team with a couple of rough tackles from behind, and then we should be in the clear.
Okay. So you insert
that guy, because you know what? If we let England, is it like a lot of games are like this, a lot of sports. But the first 15 minutes are going to tell you the whole story. If England comes out and shoves us around, and if Wayne Rooney gets loose and takes a couple cracks on goal in the first 10, 15 minutes, I think England's going to boat race us. But if we can stand our ground and get into their half a little bit, if we can establish a little bit of, you know, momentum and just show them that we're not intimidated, you know, I think we have a slugger's chance. I mean, if both teams play their best, England's going to win. But that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, you know, you got to do it on the pitch. So, I'd say watch the first 10, 15 minutes, and if you're not too bored, you probably have a good indication of how the rest of the game's going to go.
Steve, the last time we had you on, we talked a lot of things, including a little World Cup. My recollection is that you like the Germans going into this. Am I right in that?
Well, I'm a big fan of the Dutch team, actually. But I do say I'm cheering for the Dutch national side as always. But I probably said don't ever bet against the Germans, because I just pencil them into the semifinals every time, because no matter, you know, whether they're favored or whether they're supposedly weak, those guys just know how to win some international soccer games. You know what I mean? They got beer, cars, and football down pat.
Very good. Steve Gorman Sports, drummer for the Black Crows.
We're the English team. Yeah. Kind of like the way they make cars. Occasionally, very sleek and sexy, kind of, but more often than not, a clunker.
Yeah, well, their cars are better than their oil companies lately, so they got that going for them, but that's
absolutely
nice. So what else? Have you been watching the finals much, or you been busy?
No, I've been watching them. I mean, I was really – I've watched all the games, and I've been very excited, although now that the World Cup started, it's going to take a little extra effort to care. because I only get this every 4 years, you know. But
I understand.
Celtics, Lakers, I mean, this is like the 39th time they've played, so it's getting a little old. But
oh, he's tired
I think it's going
already.
Seven. I think it's going to be seven, and I think L.A. will win just because of the home court advantage. I think whoever had the home court was going to win this series.
Are you making it up to Fenway at all during your break?
You know, I was just there last week. I've been twice this year already. I will not be back until the fall. And I'll be there. If they're playing in October, I will be...
somewhere? Did we lose him? Steve, this has happened... He's got to get a better cell phone.
I want to know which series is he trying to get up there for. Is there a particular? Does he look at schedule?
See, I think, you know what, he must have stolen Tuck's cell phone. One of our good listeners, Tuck, that's two for two.
I guess this is kind of our thing. I get talking and then we get cut off. I don't know why that happened.
You were saying, though, if they make it to October, you will be there for one of those games?
I was saying, if they're playing postseason baseball, the way my schedule's worked out, I'm definitely going to be there during that time. But I won't be back any time for the regular season, though.
Okay. So you guys were just at Riverfest not too long ago. How was the reception? Were you pleased with the turnout? Because it was an awfully awfully good show. We had an awfully good time.
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
So when do you guys hit the road again?
I got about 3 weeks off right now, 2.5 weeks. I think the end of June we pick up some more dates, a few in July. But then we start the tour. The nonstop touring starts mid-August and goes till Christmas as of right now.
Mm-hmm. What else are you doing on Steve Gorman Sports these days with the latest podcast?
Let's see. We did talk a lot of World Cup yesterday. We got into the finals a little bit. I think we called Boston to win last night. I did not predict Big Baby to turn into a Lou Alcindor, but you know, really more like. He was kind of more like a Wes Unseld now that I think about it.
Yeah, as I say, I don't remember Lou Alcindor ever slobbering all over the court either during a game, but whatever.
Yeah, he did a lot. What about Sunday night's game?
Sunday night's game, I think you got to go. I think it's going to go L.A. I think they're just going to go, you know, tit for tat through seven games, and L.A.'s going to win just because they get game seven at home. But I think L.A. goes back with a 3-2 lead, and then Boston wins game six. You just can't expect those big guys from Boston to play consistently.
And then what?
Well,
they got to get angry. And then I'm taking LA in game seven.
Okay. All right. Well, that's probably that's a reasonable expectation, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a sexy pick. I'm not guaranteeing the underdog Celtics a victory or anything. I think when it's game seven at home, Kobe's, you know. I mean, he's a sociopath. He's not going to lose that game at home.
Well, the teams are so evenly matched that it's for that to happen is probably the highest percentage of it happening is just alternate games back and forth. The adjustments
right.
that both teams can make it is pretty good. So, but
yeah.
I do think the Celtics, if they do have a chance of winning, they win the series. They got to win Sunday night.
Steve, I say you go off the board, pick Cleveland.
He already did that, and look what happened.
Didn't work out so well.
No.
Yeah. Well, that happens. That's okay. So, all right. Well, we're going to check out the podcast again soon here, and we need to work out a way to get that on the air because I've got guys who have nothing better to do than sit around and edit for content for things that we can't say on the air that you say on the podcast. So we're going to work that out in the near future.
My first recommendation was definitely listen to it in advance. We don't want the FCC breathing down our necks.
No.
I have heard from my mom's not happy. She doesn't like some of the tone, but you know what? That's okay. She's got more of a radio sensibility to her.
One last thing before we let you go. We were talking to Keith a little bit ago, being an Oklahoma grad, as far as what his thoughts are on expansion, and I guess realignment would probably be a better way to say it because of all the conferences involvement. But his people at Oklahoma are not talking. His friends around America are not talking. You got any insight over there?
Let's see. I do have a little bit of insight. What my sources are saying is that OU is actually folding their program.
Is that right?
you take away Nebraska, like what's the point? You know what I mean? It's like they've had enough success. They just want to focus on academics over there now.
Well, I don't know, man.
I heard. You know, they were saying here a few weeks ago that Vanderbilt was going to the Big Ten. So who knows what. nothing makes any sense.
Well, at least them in Northwestern could have a nerd off. That'd be fun.
Well, we have a Christian conference. We're starting a Christian conference.
Oklahoma is?
Yeah, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. We're starting a Christian Oklahoma Christian Academy, you know, all that stuff, yeah.
That'd be great. I want to see OU line up against Oral Roberts three times a year.
That's exactly right.
So does Bob Stoops.
Have Oral Roberts in there.
Yeah. That's funny. All right. Well, Steve, listen, man, we appreciate the time. I'll be in touch about the podcast soon, and we may hit you up here in a couple weeks back on the air if you're still freed up before you guys get back out and get some thoughts on how things are shaping up in the World Cup.
Anytime, man.
I hope you are not disturbed during the game with France, so I hope you have a free afternoon.
Oh, no, I go off the grid. Don't worry, baby. Nothing gets in the way.
Hey, I was going to ask you, too. I mean, you're a guy with some means, and you're a guy who's got a break. How come you're not in South Africa for a little while?
Have you ever been to South Africa?
That's what I try to tell him.
Never, but, I mean, you're a devout fan. I thought, you know, you
18-hour flight?
Let me tell you what I'm a devout fan of. My leg.
No, I understand.
That's no place to take a vacation holding a map, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do I take a left or a right at this next intersection? No, thank you. They put that bad boy back in Europe. They put it in the States. You know, I'll be hitting the circuit, man. I'm not taking my chances. And I have friends from South Africa, and they can't believe what's going on there. They're like, you know, they live here now, and they're like, I would never go home for these games. They're crazy.
That's funny. I could see you guys when you get back together, the Crows get back together. It's like, what'd you guys do? Oh, we sit around, drank some beers, watched some TV, hung out, and played a little hoop. What'd you do, Steve? Oh, it's South Africa for a week. Yeah, maybe not so good. You can use the rest, I'm sure.
But in four years, in all likelihood, I will be in Brazil. Don't kid yourself. Wow. Looking very forward to that.
Those are two countries you're never going to confuse with one another, huh? Brazil and South Africa.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Steve, thanks, man. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys take care. Appreciate it.